The top stories today, the Chairman of Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee has used parliamentary privilege to accuse an Australian political donor of participating in the bribery of a United Nations official. Liberal MP Andrew Hastie claims businessman Chow Chak Wing was a co-conspirator in the bribery of former UN President John Ash. Mr Hastie has told Parliament he learned from US authorities that Dr Chow is referred to by a code name in the bribery court case. Donald Trump has suggested next month's historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may not go ahead. The US president says North Korea must meet conditions for the June 12th summit to take place, and if they're not met, then the talks might be delayed. Mr. Trump raised the possibility during a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in at the White House. Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson is being urged to stand down after he was convicted of covering up child abuse. The Archbishop is the most senior Catholic in the world to be found guilty of concealing abuse that occurred in the New South Wales Hunter region in the 1970s. The head of Catholic Social Services says it would send a terrible message to the Australian community if the 67-year-old bishop did not resign. And the Brisbane Broncos have reportedly made a substantial offer to Melbourne Storm Premiership winning coach Craig Bellamy for a four-year deal. The Broncos are believed to have talked to Bellamy about returning to Brisbane to take over as early as next season, despite current coach Wayne Bennett having 1 year to run in his contract. Bellamy started his career at the Broncos in 1998 as an assistant to Wayne Bennett.